Members of the Wasatch County Council will meet in a regular session Wednesday afternoon beginning at 3 p.m. Among those attending will be Councilmember Danny Good. KPCW reported in November, Good had announced his intention to resign from the council at the end of 2019. Good says he was convinced in a closed session meeting on December 26th by his fellow council members that his resignation may have been premature. Agenda items for Wednesday's meeting includes council chair and vice chair appointments for the year, as well as council board and special service district appointments for members of the Wasatch County Council. The council will also consider and appoint people to the Planning Commission and Transient Room Tax Board. The council will first begin, however, by considering action on a refugee resettlement consent letter. In September of last year, the Trump administration issued an executive order allowing state and local governments to choose whether they would accept additional refugees into their jurisdictions or not. In response, Utah Governor Gary Herbert sent a letter in late October to the president asking for more refugees to be sent to the state. Since that time, other local governments in the state, such as Salt Lake and Utah counties, have signed similar letters. Wasatch County Council will consider adding their own voice to those in that list. Summit County Council will also consider a similar resolution at their meeting this week. At 6 p.m., the council will hold a public hearing. Wasatch County is eligible to apply for funding through the Community Development Block Grant Small Cities Program. The council will provide the public with information about the grant and allow for discussion of possible applications. The program can fund a wide variety of activities, including constructions of public works and facilities, such as water and sewer lines, the cost to build fire stations, and provision of public services such as food banks or homeless shelters. The hearing will cover eligible activities, program requirements, and expected funding allocations for the area. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.